Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome each and every one out. We have a really great number, and that's encouraging for me to see. Thank you so much, Brother Jeff, for mentioning me and my family in your prayers. That means a whole lot anytime another brother or sister can lift up me and my wife to God. Thank you for that. This morning, I'll ask you to turn with me in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. If you're visiting with us this morning, let me personally welcome you and say thank you for being here. If you're traveling, I pray that you'll have safety in travels. And if you're ever in our area again, please visit us anytime you can. Galatians chapter 2. We'll read from there in just a few moments. You know, as a preacher, but even more so as a Christian, I'm always looking for some type of study, some verse that can encourage me as a Christian to remind me that a Christian is an everyday thing. It's not something that I can put on one day and take off the next. Of course, I can do that, but that would not be pleasing to God. And this week, I was reminded as I was searching, I was reminded of a song. It's reminded of a song that I learned as a teenager and in Bible camps in the summer. And it's really hard for me to even read this verse, actually, without hearing the song in my head. For those of you who know this song, well, from the verse we're reading, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But as much as I appreciate that I learned this song in the Bible camps during the summers, sometimes I wonder if learning those type of songs can maybe belittle a verse a little bit. I've learned this verse as a song, and I'll remember it in my brain till the day I die, but I think by knowing it that way, maybe I haven't seen it the way I need to be seeing it. Let's read Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. This is such an important verse to us as Christians. I mean, this verse should mean the world to us. Just this one verse. What a great description of a Christian. We need to be living as if, whether we died today or we were just living and someone wanted to write a description about our life, we should hope that our life to Christ is in such a way that somebody could write a verse just like this about our service to Christ. So I ask you this morning, as I'll ask myself, as we study these things together, will you do me a favor? Will you take the things that we study in this verse and think to yourself, can these apply to me? Can someone write these things about my life as a Christian? Because I tell you this morning that if we can die today and someone could write these things about our service to Christ, then we have done our job in being true disciples of Jesus Christ. Let's read this verse one more time before we begin. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. We're going to camp out in this verse today, and the first point I want us to look at is just the first line. New King James Version is what I'm reading from that says, I have been crucified with Christ. I also want to show you that the New American Standard reads, I am crucified with Christ. I bring up this I am and I have been to bring these two questions to us. Who is crucified? Who is it talking about that's crucified? And when is it talking about in this verse? I tell you, the first is every single human. It's not just talking about us, the person. It's not just talking about Paul, the one writing this. He's saying, I have been crucified with Christ. I suggest to you that what this verse means is that every single one of us have been and already are crucified. Who's crucified? Every single person on the face of this earth was crucified the day that Jesus was crucified. Jesus crucified every one of our sins. He didn't just die for one or two of us. He was crucified for all of us. Who was crucified? Obviously Jesus, but every single one of us and our sins. And when? When did that happen? Does that just happen the day that you obey the gospel and the day that you turn your life over to God and you repent from your sins and you're baptized? Well, yes, but we'll get that in a minute. But I tell you first, when were we crucified? When Jesus died. The day that Jesus died for our sins, He allowed every single one of us to be saved. Every single one of us to be saved. Yes, we receive our blessings of salvation upon our obedience to receive the gift, but we were crucified the day that Jesus was. Every single one of us. And the rest of this verse speaks to our obedience, and we'll get into that in just a few moments. What I want to speak to you on the rest of this part of I am crucified or I have been crucified are the actions in this statement. The actions. Very important that we see this part. I want us to understand that saying, I am or I have been, is not a one-time thing. I want to explain it to you like this. We say, I am crucified. That would be saying that not only was I crucified, my sins crucified, but my obedience and my baptism has now crucified me spiritually. And then if we said, have been, we might think, well, that's something I've already done. Maybe I've already been baptized. And, you know, I don't have to do that anymore. That's a faulty way that a lot of Christians think, that I only have to be crucified with Christ that one day. That one day that I decide to give my life over to God, that I'm baptized. But, you know, I can do some of my own things in my own life. It's not what God says. God doesn't say, be crucified with Christ just this one time in baptism. It's an everyday thing. Everyday thing. Being a Christian is not something we can put down and pick up again. Of course we can, and many of us do, but God wants us to do it every single day. Please don't see this statement as, well, I've been baptized, so it's something I have already done, and it's not something that I have to do. I brought the New American Standard Version of I am so that we understand that I am is an everyday thing. You can be crucified with Christ every single day. Another action I want us to see from this statement is that Christianity is less about a great deal of knowledge and more about a radical obedience. Now, obviously, I am not going to say that God does not tell you to gain in your knowledge. Obviously, as we are baptized, we are seen as children in Christ, babes in Christ. And we are expected as Christians to continue to gain knowledge. I tell you this morning, what is a great deal of knowledge in your head if you don't use any of it? There's a lot of people in this world today that are Bible scholars. And they have degrees that will show you how much knowledge they have on the Bible. But yet some of those very people are the ones that are not even obeying the New Testament. I want you to understand that being crucified with Christ is more about our obedience to Him. Our obedience. Being a disciple of Jesus is about clearing our lives of sin the same way that Jesus cleared the sin for all of us the day that He died on the cross. It's more about a commitment, a radical change in our life. Christianity is not just about showing up to join a group. Some people think that being a Christian, well, that's going to your local church and saying, I want to be a part of you so I can do some fun things, hang out with some people. It's not what being crucified with Christ is about. It's not about just joining a group. It's about a radical obedience, a radical commitment. Think about what crucifixion talks about. What did Jesus do? What does this tell us? Not just suggest, this tells us, what did Jesus do for every single one of us in this room? He died for us. If we're going to say that we're crucified with Christ, what do you think that means for us? That should mean that we are literally ready to die for the cause of God as well. Being crucified with Christ is an action. It's not just something that we just read. We just sing in a song and we don't think about it. God does not call us to just be Sunday Christians and to basically be good people. God calls us to be crucified with His Son. maybe for us to fully consider what this means to us, we need to remember the cruelty of the cross. In doing that, I want us to look at Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 says, "Then he said to them all, 'If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.'" I'm going to read this again. "And take up his cross daily and follow me." Being crucified with Christ is a daily thing. It's something that we need to do every single day. Jesus does not say, pick up your cross when you want to. Jesus does not say, be a Christian, pick up your cross when you have the time, when it's convenient for you. There's so much that we can learn just from this one passage in Galatians 2 and 20. Did Jesus say to himself in the garden, "I don't want to be crucified"? Now, yes, he did pray to God that if it be your will, this could pass from me. But that doesn't mean he doesn't want to do it for us. Jesus didn't say, "Well, today's not really a good day for me to die for your sins." Jesus put every single one of us in this room above himself. He said, "I'm not going to worry about me. I'm going to do the will of my Father, and I'm going to die so that everyone can be saved." Are we living in such a way that says that we have taken up our cross every single day? Or can sometimes we be Christians when it's convenient, when we have the opportunity? Jesus says, "Take up my cross daily." Daily. I want us to read Romans chapter 6. If you would please turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 6. I want to read the words in Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. 1 through 7 to again remind us of this crucifixion. What does this mean to us? Okay, we can read this verse and we can look at some facts and we can talk about daily, but what we want to get out of it as Christians is, what does this mean to my everyday life? How can I be a better Christian, a better disciple of Christ? Well, here's some good verses to show us these very things. Romans chapter 6. "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore, we were buried with Him through baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection. Verse 6, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin." What is the common theme out of these verses? Death. Crucifixion. An old man, a new man. What does it mean to be crucified with Christ? Look in these verses, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. When we are baptized, we need to see that as we've let some part of us die. Our old man. Our old man is dead. This might sound a little weird, but I think it makes the point. If one of our loved ones passed away, and we just missed them so much that we couldn't stand to bury them, so we carried them with us wherever we went. Some of you are giving me these looks like, "I can't believe you said that. Doesn't that sound a little strange?" Well, that might be extreme, but I say that to say that is the very thing that we do as Christians when we allow our old man to be carried around with us. The day that we were baptized, our old man was put to death and was crucified with Jesus. Our new man is one of life, one that is crucified daily, carries our cross daily. We don't need to be digging up that old man that was put to death when we were baptizing, carrying him around with him, carrying that sin with us,
and continuing that old sin anymore.
It's not what is asked of us. We are asked to be crucified with Christ. Galatians 5:24 says, "And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." That's what it means to be crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. That means I've taken all of my old fleshly desires, all of my old sins, and I have buried them. Keep them there. That's what this verse is saying. I certainly asked myself this week as I was reading these things, and I ask you to ask yourself, have you truly buried the old sins of your old man? Are you living daily for Christ in a way that shows that you're carrying Jesus' cross? Let's continue into the second line of this verse in Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20, it says, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me." Before us on the screen, I have the English Standard Version, very similar to the New King James. It says, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." Again, what does that mean to you and me this morning? Well, that better mean that if Christ is in us, then there is a lack of myself. In other words, we need to, the day that we put on Christ, He was crucified for us, He crucified our sins, but the day we become a Christian through baptism, then we need to empty ourselves. Completely empty ourselves of all the old sinful things. I know that's easier said than done, but I tell you this morning that Christ should be seen in all that we do. Think about that. Everything. Christ shouldn't be seen in us Sunday mornings on the first day of the week when we come together. Not just that. Christ needs to be seen in us Monday through Saturday. In every single thing that we do. If you're like me, you can probably say to yourself, you know, there's a certain period of life for us all. I really feel like I'm doing good. You ever feel like that? I really smile on my face. I really feel like Christ is seen in me for today, for these 2 weeks, for this month. I just feel like I've done a really good job for Christ. I feel like some other people have seen that I'm a Christian and seen the love I have for God. Then there's some other times in my life where I'm disappointed in myself. And I know that all that is showing through me is myself. Can you relate to that? Whatever we do, Christ should be seen in us. That means if we're in our car and someone cuts us off on the road, Christ still needs to be seen in us. If someone disagrees with us, sometimes we get all mad and angry. How much of Christ is being seen through us when we're getting angry? Nothing. What about our downtime? What about time we're not working? We're not having to do something for the family. We have the freedom to do whatever we want. How are we using that free time? Can Christ be seen in our free time, the things that we choose to do when nobody's looking? Christ should be seen in us in all that we do. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. This makes me think about the phrase of, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? What about right now? What about if Jesus, our Lord and Savior, was sitting amongst us in this very room? What would He be doing? Would He be saying to Himself, "Wish this sermon would go a little faster"? Would He be saying, "Brother so-and-so prayed a little too long"? "Brother so-and-so prayed a little short"? "Brother so-and-so that led to singing, I didn't like those songs, so I didn't really like service today." Or, "I love those songs." Would He be thinking any of these things? Honestly. I know we're kind of, you know, smiling, and rightfully so, but I think one of the reasons we're all smiling to ourselves is because we know that we're guilty of all these things. What would Jesus do with the opportunity He had to come together to worship on the first day of the week? Would He mentally check out and think about what's for lunch? What football game's on this afternoon? Or would Jesus take Whatever was taught in a Bible class, whatever was prayed about, whatever was sang in a song, whatever was read from the Father's Word, and would he take it and apply it to his life? Absolutely. He would walk out of these doors and think, how can I apply that to my life? And that's how we need to act as well. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. What would Jesus do? I think of what would Jesus do, and I think about those bracelets everybody knows about. Everybody has these bracelets. It was all the craze a few years back, you know, WWJD. If you have one of those, please know I am not in any way making fun or saying you should not wear those. Whatever helps you remember, that's great. Every person's different. Some people like Bible verses, some people like a brace, whatever it is. But the what would Jesus do phrase, that needs to be an action. It needs to be a reminder. It needs to be more than just, look, I'm a Christian. I have the bracelet. I have the cross around my neck. What would Jesus do means that in whatever I do, everybody around me sees that I'm a Christian and I'm trying to live for Him and not for myself. I ask you to go with me to John chapter 14. Holding your places in Galatians 2 and turn with me to John chapter 14. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I invite you to go to John chapter 14. Please read with me verses 19 and 20. 19 and 20. Jesus says to His disciples, a little while longer and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live, you live also. Verse 20, at that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Jesus tells His disciples, the way that you need to live when I leave you, when I'm back with my Father in heaven, is that everybody still sees me. Well, how can they see you, Jesus? You're in heaven. Well, He says, because I am in you. What that means is how you live, how you display yourself, how you act around others, your daily decisions shows others that Christ is living in you. Every single decision we make needs to be with the thought, what would Jesus do? Is Christ really living in me, or is that just a phrase that I'm saying? Am I just saying that I'm a Christian, or do my actions show that I'm a Christian? Sometimes as Christians, I think that we forget to wear our cross for Christ. He said to carry the cross daily, didn't He? I think sometimes we can forget to carry our cross for Christ. But you know what? Jesus never forgets to be with us. Jesus will not lay us down. He will not forget about us. He will not stop loving us. So in turn, love Him that much. Show Him you love Him that much. Carry your cross daily. 2 Corinthians 5:15 says, and He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again. We are to no longer live for ourselves, brethren. How much can we get from one verse, Galatians chapter 2 and 20? A great deal. We are to be crucified with Christ. Live for Him daily. We are to show by our actions that Christ is living in us. Going on in this verse, it then says, in the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. The Son of God. We all understand that there's no magical thing that happens the day that we become Christians and all of a sudden we don't have temptations of the flesh. We no longer have to live in the flesh and deal with earthly things. We're still living in the flesh, but you know what? We're not living by ourselves anymore. We should be living by faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please our Father. We must have faith. We must live by it. Why? Because living by faith produces works. Works. I ask you to turn with me in your Bibles to James. The book of James. James chapter 1. We are to live by faith. Yes, we are still in the flesh, but we are to live by it to ourselves? No. We are to have God be seen through us, Jesus be seen through us. James chapter 1, verse 22 says, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." What's that tell us? That says by living by faith, that we are to be doers. It's not good enough for us to just sing this song like I did when I was younger and think, well, there's nothing else to it. It's not good enough for us to just, you know, wear a bracelet, wear a cross, say, I love God. I go to church on Sundays. We are to be doers of the Word. Be crucified with Christ. Let Him be seen through us. Live by faith. Still in James, I ask you to go with me to James chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. James chapter 2, verses 14 through 18 talks about the works of our faith, what it shows. It says, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit?" I'll pause there. What this verse is saying is that that's just words, empty words. What help is it if I say to someone in this room that needs to eat or needs clothes, "Be filled, be warm"? What good is that going to do? It's just empty words. You're supposed to do for others. Continue on verse 17. "Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works.'" Love this line. "I will show you my faith by my works." When we live by faith, that's saying that our works are the actions that we do. Everybody around us sees that we're Christians. Not because we said empty words. Not because we said, "Oh, bless you, child. Have a blessed day. I hope things get better for you." Not empty words, but because we gave somebody food. We showed somebody Christ. We were kind to someone. We live by faith and we let God be seen through us. As Jesus' work on the cross showed His faith in God, so should our decisions show our faith in God. This morning I ask you, are you living as if you have been crucified in Christ? The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith. Let's read this verse again, Galatians 2:20. "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." Crucified with Christ. I hope this morning that you will look at this verse for now in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. And I really pray, because I'm praying it for myself, I'm being honest. I'm praying that I'm living in such a way that someone could write a description about me. And they could say, "Man, look at Adam. I can say that he's been crucified with Christ. He's not living for himself. He's living for God, living for Christ. He's living by faith." None of us are perfect, but we all need to strive to do this. Strive to live in a way that at the end of our life, this is what can be said about us. On the day of judgment, we'll be looked at, and somebody can say this about us. That Jesus will be able to say this about us so that we can enter into heaven. But there's a final part of this verse. It says, "Who loved me and gave himself for me." If you're a Christian this morning, I ask you to think about the fact that Jesus loves you. He loves you so much that He was willing to die a horrible death of crucifixion beside two common thieves, common criminals. And I ask you, are you living in such a way that you are daily carrying your cross for Christ? If you are not,
I beg you to go home today. Think about this verse. Meditate on this verse. Pray to God. Get right with Him. Decide that your life is going to be for Him. You're going to stop living for yourself, and you want to make sure that everything you do, Christ can be seen in you. There's another great part about this, the end of this verse. Who loved me and gave Himself for me. If you are not yet a child of God, you're of the age that you know who Christ is. You know He's your Savior. It doesn't matter what age you are. If you know these things, if you're 80 years old, it does not matter how old you are. If you know this to be true, that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, He loves you so much He gave Himself for you, and you want to know how you can give back to God, how you can give back to Jesus, and you can return that love that He's already given to you. How do you do that? You give your life to Him. Confess you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Repent away from any sin in your life. Allow baptism to allow you to put on Christ. If we can help you with this, with prayers, if we can help you to study these things more after this sermon is concluded, please ask. Please get God in your life. Please be crucified with Christ and have a hope of eternity. If we can help you in any spiritual way, we ask you to come now as we stand and sing. Won't you come?